We're kind of like your favorite pair of old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for listening. 2 hours down, two to go. This is our last show of the year. We are taking tomorrow off. Tomorrow's Festivus. And then Friday's Christmas Eve. And then we'll be out all next week and back on January 3rd. That's a Monday. So thank you for all of you who listen each and every day. And we wish you the best over the holiday break. Still a lot to do here. Dopey had a couple quick gift ideas, and we'll do our pigskin picks. Said this for the Scheman and Shepherd show. Obviously, an instructional video on how to change a tire for Craig. I successfully did that this year with my daughter's car, so I'm good. Pete gets a piece of furniture from IKEA. You would have to assemble that. Some assembly required. And for Chris, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Everybody wants to get Chris a copy of Planes, Trains. By the way, somebody said they were dropping one by the other day. Has that occurred yet?
No, I have not received it.
Okay. All right.
And this just in, breaking news.
Yes.
Julio Jones was a full participant in practice today for the Titans, despite leaving Sunday's game with a hamstring injury, once again proving future Hall of Famer fighting through pain.
We're back in it. Not paying up just yet.
I'm not even trying to think of something clever. I'm not even
but
responding.
You're dumbfounded because the awesomeness of Julio Jones has overtaken your thought process.
Awesomeness like 8 years ago. He stinks. Christian Wilkins
never seen
has more
anybody
touchdowns.
Hold a grudge over a fantasy football team like you over one player.
Well, obviously, you know how they put a curse on the Lions for 50 years? Maybe I put a curse on Julio Jones since they started criticizing him. He hasn't scored. Literally. All right, so Pigskin Picks coming up in a moment. But first, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Got one bowl game tonight. It is the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Missouri against Army, 8 o'clock on ESPN. We do have a couple of good top 25 matchups in college basketball tonight. Sixth-ranked Arizona is at number 19, Tennessee, ESPN 2, 7 o'clock. Then at 9 o'clock on the Deuce, Va Tech at second-ranked Duke.
All right, very good there. A couple quick texts before we start our pick-a-palooza. Marilyn Mike says, we need to have a Scheman Shepherd listener texter decal to put on our vehicle so we can identify each other as we drive around. It's a chick magnet.
I like that.
I actually like that idea.
I'll put it on the list.
A magnet. Instead of hats
like
next
it.
Year, do magnets.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's a great idea. Dolphin Jordan says, Christian Wilkins has more touchdowns than Julio. The best comment I've heard all day. Yep, that's a fact. Wayne in Cape Coral says, yeah, Julio screwed me out of fantasy football playoffs by getting injured and never scoring. That's a fact. Rose's Bedroom Guy says he will drop off that DVD shortly, Chris. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
And 3 Minutes of Summer. Love you guys. Merry Christmas. Delusional Harbaugh says Merry Christmas to you three. You really are a breath of fresh life at the day's end every day. And to quote Harry, we've had a few laughs. Can't wait for what you got in 2022. Yeah. Wolverines win. Wolverines win. And no, Green Falcon and Merry Christmas to the best show in radio anywhere. See you in 2022.
Nice. Thank you, guys. You're awesome.
And today's show is a gem. Thank
you. I thank our salespeople, too. They're a big part of this.
What the hell happened?
They're out partying next door.
We had a staff Christmas party last week. Now we don't get them. They're having another party?
Every radio station I've ever worked at is there's always another shindig, usually even a tad more fancier than the one. So
probably 3 free drink tickets instead of just the 2 that
really?
We got.
Really?
I don't know.
Can use a free drink right now.
So. Fire up the band.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for the Pigskin Pick-a-Palooza 2.0. Heading out the closing out the year. Hit it. Quick recap here. We've had an adjustment in the standings. Sadly, like, was it last year that the coin won?
Yeah.
The coin's going for back-to-back.
That's all right.
It's not going to get there.
I'm the only one that's gone back-to-back-to-back. The coin going for back-to-back. 63-63-2 against the spread. Chris, one game back, two games sub 500 at 62-64-2. Then there's me. I've been red hot the last 3 weeks.
No, you haven't.
You have. You went 2-5
guys,
last week.
Guys, I was 20 games below 500. I am now a mere 14 below 500. 56-70-2.
I know. I'm a mere 16
below. And then
below.
Pete Shepard is in the basement.
By a game.
At 55-71-2.
This is it. Right. This is it. I am going to overcome and adjust and adapt just like all these football players.
Let's get real.
Except for Texas A&M and get it done.
Let's get real.
Good thing that game's not up there.
First game.
Oh, I redid my whole thing because Chris comes.
UCF, Florida.
Yeah, that's the Gasparilla Bowl, which you can hear here on ESPN Southwest Florida on Thursday. Right now, Gators are 7-point favorites. Chris, get us started.
I think that this one's pretty simple. UCF is going to be up for this game. I don't think the Gators will be up for this game. I'm gonna go with UCF in this spot, taking the points. I think that it's going to be a pro-UCF crowd there at Ray J. Like the Knights plus the points.
Okay, Pete?
I like what you're saying, but I'm going to go against it only because Emory Jones is playing in this game and he's going to start. And he's got something to prove since he's transferring. Which is kind of odd.
It is very odd.
But I'm going to go with
the
better quarterback right here. And I don't know. Maybe he has something to prove. And I'm not saying it's going to be a blow or anything like that. Plus, Florida wants to stick it to UCF because they turned down the three-game trade that down a couple years ago when Danny was. I don't know. Got a feeling the Gators squeaked this cover out by 10. Should be a good game, though. But I'm laying the point. I'm going to go put my trust in Emory Jones, even though he's transferring.
There's not one Gator that cares that UCF stiffed him on the schedule a couple of years ago.
You don't know. This is the kind of information I find out.
The Florida Gators have mailed this in. This season was over 3 weeks ago for them.
Nope.
This is all a motivated Central Florida. I agree with Chris. In fact, I should make this my best bet Stone Cold Lock, but I got a better one than this. But this is pretty good. Central Florida all day long. Let's flip the coin, gentlemen.
Tails, the road team that's UCF.
UCF. Next, the Alamo Bowl. Oregon taking on Oklahoma. Oklahoma, a 4.5-point favorite. Which way are we going, boys?
This is the bowl of coaches who left the school for better jobs, or at least better jobs in the coaches' minds. Look, Oklahoma, they have shown time and time again this year. They take the step up. They get beat. Go find the best win on their schedule. I don't know what it is. And I'm being serious. The only two real teams that they played, they lost to late in the season. I don't think they have the power run game that you can exploit Oregon's defense with. I think Oregon's defense against the pass is pretty good here. I like the Ducks plus the 4.5 points. I like them to win the game outright.
Once again, I must disagree because, to me, the Oregon Ducks are psychologically damaged. Mario Cristobal was not focused in that championship game against Utah because he knew he was coming to Miami. The players knew it. They got blown out basically in back-to-back weeks. I don't know. I'm not feeling it. And I understand what you're saying, Chris, but I'm going to go that Oregon just doesn't give a damn right now. And I'm going to go with Oklahoma here. And I think Oklahoma's going to win big. I think Oregon is just not going to be ready, not focused.
The opposite of what Pete said. I think Oregon wins big.
I love it.
They just are. I feel like they're motivated. They'll want this. They always got a little bit of little brother syndrome being in the Pac-12. They want to get this win.
Coin is going with the road team. Quack, quack, quack.
All right. Go Ducks. Next, we have Pittsburgh and Michigan State in the Peach Bowl. Michigan State, a 2.5-point favorite.
If Kenny Pickett were playing in this game, I think Pitt would be the play of the game or play of the bowl season with Michigan State's pass defense. I don't know what Pitt has at quarterback behind Kenny Pickett. I do know that Michigan State has taken – they've played a better schedule than Pitt.
Yeah.
They've proven they can beat better teams than what Pitt can beat. I like Michigan State. I'll lay the 2.5 points. It feels a little like a sucker play here.
Yeah.
But I just think Michigan State is the more complete and better football team.
Is Michigan State's running back playing?
Walker?
Kenneth Walker is not playing. But I think that having the Heisman quarterback out versus the Heisman candidate running back. The quarterback is the bigger deal.
Okay. All right.
All right. The Panthers are playing in a BCS New Year's Six Bowl game for the first time since losing to Urban Meyer and Utah back in 2005 in the Fiesta Bowl. Michigan State playing in its first Peach Bowl, but this is the Spartans' fourth BCS New Year's Six Bowl game in the past decade. It hasn't been good. They lost 38-0 to Alabama in the college football playoff to end the 2015 season, but they did beat Baylor in the Cotton Bowl to end the 2014 season and Stanford in the Rose Bowl at the end of 2013. I'm going with the Spartans here, also at minus 2.5. I think they will they'll find a way to get it done by a field goal.
This is one of those tough games because your best players on each side is not playing. So who has the better team? I think Michigan State clearly has a better team. They clearly played the better schedule. They clearly have more impressive wins. Michigan State. Let us flip the coin. By the way, Pittsburgh, John, your text is not to us. It's to Wayne. came in here.
Tails, road team, Pitt.
All right. Next. We got one of our playoff games on the big board, the Cotton Bowl, Cincinnati versus
I can't look at him when he does this.
Bama! Roll Damn Tide! Tied 15.5 point favorites. Chris?
No, it's 13.5. 13.5. 13.5.
That looks like a 5.
Yeah, that's a 3.
It's a 3.
Even better.
Marker was dying on me. Look, I think that Alabama is as inflated of a team going into the bowl season as you are going to find. That was the best game against the SEC championship game, was the best game Alabama played probably all season long.
Yeah.
Georgia's weakness on defense is their secondary. Cincinnati has maybe the best secondary in all of college football. I don't think Alabama is going to be able to score at the pace that they were able to against Georgia. They're going to have to lean on their running game. It's not a great running game that Alabama has this year. I will roll with the Bearcats to keep it within 2 touchdowns. Final score, plus the 13.5.
Okay.
Well, in this first 7 years of the playoff, 9 teams, Ferris Bueller, 9 teams have been favored by more than 7 points. 8 of those teams won the game. Alabama did lose the Sugar Bowl at the end of 2014 as a 9-point favorite over Ohio State. That being said, it has been a good year to be an underdog. And FBS underdogs have won 27% of their games against other FBS teams this season. Highest such percentage in a single year since 1984. That being said, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'd love to see. I'd be able to. I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout of any kind. I don't think that way. But I think Alabama's going to get a late cover and win this game by 17. Yes, I will lay the 13.5. I'm going with the coach, the experience. I'm still not sure that Cincinnati may not get a tad overwhelmed in this scenario.
Mm-hmm. Page 1, line 1 of the Craig Sheeman playbook of college football playoffs. There will be 1 and possibly 2 blowouts on New Year's Eve. This is one of them. This is one of them all day long. Congratulations, Cincinnati. Great season. You beat my alma mater. But you know what? Alabama's going to blow your doors off. They're focused like a laser. I think Nick Saban already has the team on lockdown, ready to go. This is Alabama all day long.
Coin is going with the home team, going with Bama.
All right. The other semifinal, New Year's Eve, at the Orange Bowl. Georgia, formerly Ceiling 5, no longer, taking on Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. Georgia is a 7.5-point favorite. Chris?
You know what I love about this matchup? I've got Georgia, the best team in the country, and make no mistake about it, Georgia is the best team in the country. They've had to stew on not just a loss, but a humiliation for 3 weeks. Meanwhile, you've got the fat cat in Michigan, that doesn't know what it's like being in the penthouse. They're drinking the milk from their saucer. They're reading the storylines. They've got a catnip being delivered to the suite every night. They don't know what it's like. Georgia is not just going to beat Michigan. Georgia is going to knock that program back 5 years in this game.
Oh, come on. Five years.
Craig, I like Georgia to win this game by four touchdowns. Georgia. Easy.
Okay. All right. Pete?
Georgia and Michigan have played twice.
Easy.
Jeez. Bulldogs won in 1965. Uh-huh. And the Wolverines won in 1957.
That means something for this game.
That
means,
means a
nothing.
Lot.
It means nothing.
It means everything. It means so much here. Michigan is 2-0 outright as an underdog this year after going 0-11 as an underdog in Jim Harbaugh's first six seasons. Michigan has lost 16 straight games as an underdog of at least 7 points, last winning 13 years ago in 2008 as a 7.5-point underdog to Minnesota. More good news. Michigan and Georgia both in the top three of the AP poll. Wolverines are 0-9 all-time in AP top three matchup. By far the worst of any team all-time. No other team is worse than 0-2. They would tie Oklahoma with a loss at 9-10 and one for most losses in AP three matches all-time. Bulldogs 2-3 all-time in AP top matchups. That being said, I don't know about four touchdowns, Chris, but I'll go with three touchdowns. Georgia, and I think Michigan's going to have a hard time scoring. How about that? I'm not sure Michigan gets the double digits unless Georgia fumbles the ball.
I'm with you.
I'm sorry. I'm not falling for it. I think Michigan's going to have a hard time scoring in this football game.
You fell into my trap. You fell into my trap again. You've got
a national champion.
You've got a blowout in a semifinal. Duh. Both of you. Am I wrong?
That's fair. Good job.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me bring this full circle and back to reality, people. In the month of November, there was no better team in college football than Michigan.
Miami.
They had the highest scoring offense. Their defense, while not at the level of Georgia's, is not shabby. And last time I checked, I still don't know who Georgia's starting at quarterback when this game kicks off on December 31st.
Well, JT Daniels
had COVID. That's a
problem.
They got a quarterback controversy at Georgia going into a semifinal. That's not good. This is where Michigan shocks the world. Give me Michigan. They're winning this game.
All right. Coin is going with Michigan as well.
Georgia's a smart quarterback.
Last time I checked, you do. Next, the Fiesta Bowl. Oklahoma State and Notre Dame. Notre Dame, a 2-point favorite in this one. Chris?
Everything points to Notre Dame here. I think that the kids like the new coach that they promoted there, staying within the coaching family there. I don't know. Something just tells me, though, it's Oklahoma State in this spot. I like Oklahoma State's defense. I think that they're a more proven team than Notre Dame. I'll take my 2 points with the better defense and roll with Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State, Pete.
I like the way you think, Cristobal. Notre Dame in BCS/New Year's Six bowl games, very consistent since the BCS started in 1998. They are a college football Division I worst, 0-7. Fourth time the Fighting Irish have played in OSU in the Fiesta Bowl has not been pretty. They lost to Ohio State 44-28 in 2016. They lost to Ohio State in 2006 34-20. And then got absolutely shellacked and humiliated by Oregon State in 2001 41-9. Now, Oklahoma State is making its first New Year's Six appearance since the 2016 Sugar Bowl when they actually lost to Ole Miss. But I am all over Oklahoma State here, plus the 2. This might even be my best bet on the board at the end of the show, but we'll have to wait and see. Love the Cowboys here, plus 2.
Thank you for the gifts in the last 2 picks, gentlemen, as I make up ground here. Look, there's a reason Notre Dame's 5th-ranked team in the country. They're pretty good. And
lost to Cincinnati.
Well, fine. Guess what? I think they got a little skip in their step here without Brian Kelly around. I think they're motivated. I think Notre Dame comes out and wins this football game and covers the 2. So give me the Fighting Irish.
It'd be a first, because in 23 years they haven't come close.
Coin is going to go with the road team.
You
that
say the same
be...
thing about Ohio State and Michigan. At some point, these streaks end.
Oklahoma State.
Oak State. All right. Next, the Rose Bowl. Used to be the granddaddy of them all. Now it's just kind of another game on January 1st. But Utah taking on Ohio State. Buckeyes are 6.5-point favorites. Chris, which way are we going?
I have Utah written down right here, but I'm kind of starting to second guess myself. I didn't really have great reasoning.
Gut feeling, Chris.
Yeah, I said I just think Utah is tougher and will be able to run the ball. That's my breakdown
of this.
That's
Brian Greasy-like analysis right there.
You like that?
Yeah, it's good.
You know what? I'm going to stick with my play. Give me Utah!
All right.
Ohio State making its 16th Rose Bowl appearance, snapping a tie with Washington and Stanford for the third most all-time. Only USC with 34 and Michigan with 20 have made more. On the other side, Utah, guess how many times they've been to the Rose Bowl?
Zero.
None!
It'll be one after this, after New Year's Day. Yes,
so
their
first
trip ever. Yes. Becoming the 45th team to play in the Rose Bowl. They'll be uptight. They'll be nauseous. Not from COVID.
Maybe.
It's a different environment. I'm going with the Buckeyes. I'm going with the Buckeyes. -6.5. Get it done. And a nail biter. And a nail biter by a touchdown.
I think Ryan Day has been every bit of unpleasant since the Michigan loss. I still think he's focused. I think they are going to go in there with a purpose. They're going to be pissed. And they want to get a big win here as a building block to moving on to next year. Unless, of course, Ryan Day is going to take the Chicago Bears job. But that's another story for another day. Give me the Buckeyes to win and cover the 6.5.
Can I change my pick?
No. Why?
Yeah, I allow for it on the air. Do you want to?
Yeah, I want to go to Ohio State.
All right.
And the coin is going to go with Utah.
Utah!
You know what? Good. I changed my mind. I'm staying with Utah.
Damn it. I got all these scribbles.
Come on.
All right. That's locked in. No more changing. You've used your transfer portal. No more. No more. One more college game on the big board. It is the Sugar Bowl.
Real quick, Pittsburgh John, year-by-year trends in college football are absolutely pointless considering the whole entire team changes over. So I agree with that, John. I get it. But when it fits my argument, I use it every single time.
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Baylor and the Lane Train. Ole Miss. Ole Miss, a one-point favorite. Chris?
I love Baylor in this spot. Baylor's defense against Ole Miss's offense. It is going to be a spectacular matchup when those two units are on the field facing off against each other. You know what's not a great unit? Ole Miss's defense. For that reason, I think Baylor is able to muddy this game up, make it really ugly, not allow Ole Miss to be out on the field for long periods of time, keep their better defense fresh. Give me Baylor, and I get a point. Love Baylor in this spot.
Pete?
I can't disagree. I hope this is an entertaining game. Certainly, they have the. I mean, if Baylor plays at their best and Mississippi plays at their best, I still think Baylor is a 7 to 10 point favorite.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm surprised this line is where it is.
Okay.
So well, I'm going. I think
Ole Miss is a public team. People know the quarterback.
They like the offense.
They know the coach. They know the offense.
Yep.
Ole Miss is a public side.
Yep. I'm going with Baylor.
I didn't really start watching Baylor until later in the year. I like their quarterback. He's big. He's strong. He runs. He throws.
Is it Brennan?
Yeah. Mm. I like this kid. I'm going to go with Baylor on this game and make it a sweep among the humans. What does the coin say?
Coin says tails. Baylor.
Baylor. Sweep. All right. That's it for the college football games. We still have Pickapalooza 2.0. When we come back, we've got the NFL that we'll cover starting from this weekend on through Christmas and all that. So we will do that. Don't forget the Gators Thursday. Gasparilla Bowl against Central Florida, one of the games we have picked. So check that out. Thursday night, brought to you by Duncan's Diamonds with three full showrooms and online at duncansdiamonds.com right here on ESPN Southwest Florida. Sheeman and Shepherd right here on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard, Chris on the other side of the glass. Merry Christmas, Happy Festivus, Happy New Year. This is our last show of the year. We'll be back on Monday, January 3rd here at ESPN Southwest Florida. We are in the middle of our Pickapalooza 2.0 Pigskin Picks. We did college games last segment. We'll finish it off with NFL games. May we strike up the band once again, gentlemen. Here we go. The NFL, first game on the board. 49ers, Titans. 49ers, 3.5-point favorites on the road. Chris?
These are teams trending in two completely different directions. Tennessee, 1-3 in their last four games. Their only win against Jacksonville. They've lost to Houston, New England, and Pittsburgh. On the other side, San Francisco, 4-1 against the spread, 4-1 straight up in their last five games. Does scare me a little bit being on the road Thursday night, short week, laying 3.5 points, but this Tennessee offense does not look right. Give me San Francisco laying the 3.5.
Pete?
Yeah, it's tough. Can't disagree with anything Chris said. And that being said, I'm looking at a couple of things here. One is how Tannehill versus Jimmy Garoppolo, and it's interesting, Jimmy G's 67% of his pass attempts this year between the numbers, number one. Ryan Tannehill ranks second at 60%. The reliance on passing over the middle has been problematic for both quarterbacks. Feast or famine, though, for Jimmy G. Ranks fourth in yards per attempt on these throws, but 17th in interception rate this year. Tannehill hasn't been productive on those throws with injuries to Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown. He had 8 passing touchdowns and 9 interceptions between the numbers this season. So I think it's going to be really interesting here, but I'm going to go with short week. Tennessee at home. It's not a do-or-die game for the Titans, but, man, they got to find a way to show up. But give me the 3 and the hook to start the game. I think it's going to come right down the wire. I'm going to take my chances with the Titans here one more time, plus 3.5.
I still have not decided as of this very second. I think this game's tough. Every time I've counted the 49ers out, they bounce right back. Every time I think the Titans are going to get going as they should, they don't. They've upset me many times this year. So I'm going to say, look, Titans at home. We'll give them the advantage here. Give me the Titans to win this game, and I don't feel good either way.
Coin is with the home team, Tennessee.
Next, Browns, Packers, Lambeau. 7 points, Packers. Chris?
I actually think that this is a sucker line right here. Green Bay not covering a similar number last week
against
Baltimore. I think that left a lot of a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth. Green Bay was a very public team last week. Cleveland, on the other side, actually went against the spread on Monday night against Vegas. They lost at the buzzer, but they covered for whatever that's worth. Teams coming off an ATS loss versus teams coming off an ATS win. The losing team is winning this year at like 67%. I'll lay the 7 with Green Bay against Cleveland.
I will as well. I still don't know who's going to play quarterback for Cleveland. Does anybody know?
It's going to be I don't think it matters, though.
I don't think it does either.
You know?
it's going to be, and I don't know, the weather may be bad. It's in Green Bay. I love the Packers here, but at 7, I think they win by double digits.
All you need to say is Green Bay, Lambeau, December. Done. Sign me up for the Packers to win and cover.
Coin is going with the road Brownies.
Good.
Good, that's the only one. All right.
Colts, Cardinals. Cardinals licking their wounds after beating the team of the future, or being beat by the team of the future. I can't even say it with a straight face. Never mind, they lost to the Lions. Cards are 1-point favorites at home against the Colts, who had the impressive win against the Patriots last week. Chris?
This is the dangling carrot of the weekend. I mean, Arizona coming off of a loss to the Lions, the Colts just beat the vaunted Patriots, who everybody was crowning as, you know, best team in the AFC. How could the Colts be catching points on the road against a team that's just 500 at home? It makes no sense. Arizona is who I'm going with.
Yeah. Pete?
I am not. I'm going with the – I hope Chris is right. I really – if I'm going to lose a game, I hope I lose this one. I don't know. The Cardinals allowed 126-yard rushing to a Lions team without their top two pass rushers. Taylor is running through everybody. Carson Wentz just has to do what he did last week. Go 6 for 12. I think the Cardinals there's something wrong with that team right now. I don't like what I'm seeing. I do not like what I am seeing. And I agree with Chris's points. It's the dangling carrot. I don't know. They can't stop a runny nose right now. I'm going with the Colts in this one. The Colts are on fire, and the Cardinals are in trouble here. I'm going to go with Jonathan Taylor to have another big game. Go out on a limb. Breaking news against Arizona.
I'm literally deciding on the air right now. Back and forth. This game is worthy of its one-point spread. Could go either way. I was going to go Arizona at home, but they stink at home. Colts are on fire. Do they have a letdown? Give me the Colts. We flip the coin.
And it comes down on heads home team. That is Arizona.
All right. Next, Ravens at Bengals. Bengals minus 2.5 at home because John Harbaugh doesn't know how scoring works. Chris, which one are you going?
I think that this is the toughest game that we're going to pick, right? At least out of the NFL games. I just can't get a feel on this Ravens team. They scored, 31 last week against Green Bay?
Before that,
they couldn't score at all. So was that the aberration? Did they break out of their funk? Whatever it is, I don't know. I still can't roll with them here, but I don't feel confident with the Bengals, a December game within the division. They don't win these against the Ravens. Right. I don't know. I'll lay the 2.5 with Cincy, and I don't know why.
Again, I'm going the other way. I'm going to take the Ravens here. Last time they were an underdog like this to Cincinnati, they shut them out 20-0. And I don't know. I just this is a game that this is that dangling carrot game. I think most people are look how Baltimore's playing. Blah. I don't know. Something's crazy with this team, right? When they play each other, I think the Ravens are going to win the game outright. Find a way to win it outright late, but I'll take the 2.5-point head start. The Ravens plus 2.5 for me.
Boy, these are all tough, and we haven't even gotten into like COVID protocols or any last second
well,
breaking
that's
news.
And that's the other thing. I mean, we're really these are all. I'm mean, going, you know.
I got to go with my gut on who I think is the better team. I don't even know the answer to that question right now. I think it's the Ravens. I think the Ravens will win this game. I expected the Ravens to go further in the playoffs, and we're in December football here. It's time to go. I just hope Harbaugh doesn't make any bad decisions.
Coin went with Baltimore as well.
All right. Rams, Vikings. Both teams on a short week. Vikings plus 3. This is in Minnesota.
I'm going to go with the home dog in this game. I'm just, for whatever reason, this to me feels like Minnesota is going to be the more desperate of the teams in this spot. I know the Rams have been winning, but I don't know. I just feel like this is a Minnesota spot. A lot of people see them play on Monday night. They don't even cover against the Bears after that late touchdown. I'll go with Minnesota in a bounce-back spot here.
Oh, I didn't write this game down. But I didn't. Rams at the Vikings again. You know, Minnesota is a different team at home, but the Rams are playing really, really well against short team. Short week again. Vikings are right in it. Right now they'd be in the playoffs. So I am going to ride their way they play at home. They might win by a point or two, but I like the Vikings. Give it a 3-point head start. I'll take Minnesota.
Guys, let's wake up. Minnesota's not playing the Bears. And the Rams might be the hottest team in football right now. Who's stopping Cooper Kupp? Nobody.
And Matthew Stafford, very comfortable playing in Minnesota. Very used to playing on that field.
He's very used to losing on that
field. Well, yeah, because he's got more talent around him now. He's going to be very comfortable, Chris.
I keep hearing that.
This is a Rams blowout win. Blowout win.
I love the play even more now, Pete.
I do too.
Coin is going to go with the Rams.
Coin is smart as me.
Yes.
Three more games.
50-50.
Steelers at Chiefs. This is the biggest point spread on the board for NFL football. Chiefs 10-point favorites. Who are you going with, Chris?
I don't know how you lay 10 points when you've got Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill in COVID protocols
right now.
We got
some cocoa going on.
There might be a breakout, but I guess Pittsburgh just put a couple guys on the COVID list yesterday as well, two linebackers. I've gone against Kansas City. It feels like I bet against Kansas City every single week. It has not been working out for me.
Yeah.
I like Pittsburgh, which means I'm going to pick Kansas City in this spot.
I'm all over it. I'm confused. Okay.
Yeah.
Kansas City.
And Kansas City's kickers in COVID.
It just doesn't make any sense why they're laying 10. Why are they laying 10?
Because they're going to win by 2 touchdowns. I'm laying a 10 too. Kansas City, minus 10.
Here you go.
Not going against them right now. Nope.
No, don't get in front of that train.
Nope. And I think their defense, I think Big Ben's in for a little of a rough
long
time
day,
this
huh?
weekend.
Ben's been having a long couple of weeks.
But he's been good when he's had to be good down this. But I
there's
think
a lot of cocoa going on. This is the most uncertain game on here. I mean, if this were strength on strength, this would be Kansas City all day. I think that's bad form to flip the coin before I make my pick. That's bad form.
I'm hurrying up. It's quarter of.
I think Kansas City wins, but I think the Steelers keep it inside 10. Give me the Steelers. The coin?
Okay, hold on. Now I'm going to reflip.
I'll
reflip. Oh, and it switched. Pittsburgh for the coin.
Wow, let's remember that one.
You know what? I'm going to put an asterisk.
I do. All right. We got Broncos Raiders. Raiders are 1-point favorites. Teddy Bridgewater's not playing on this, right? Got the
no.
concussion?
Yeah, Drew Lock is starting.
Okay. Raiders minus 1 at home.
I'll make it quick. Broncos.
Pete?
I'm going with the Raiders. I'm going with the Raiders at home. Minus 1. They're still in it. Incredibly, they are still in it.
So is Denver. They're both 7-7.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
The Raiders have been a sinking ship.
Well, they won their last game.
I know.
It's Cleveland.
The last second kick in Cleveland.
It's all right.
I'm going to flip my own coin in my own brain. Broncos.
Go with my boy Drew Lock.
Oh, that hurts.
Home team.
Raiders.
You're right.
One more pick. Dolphins, Saints. Really?
There's two more picks.
What's the other one?
No, we got one more.
We got one more.
Patriots, Bills.
It's not on the board.
Oh, it's
oh
not.
Oh, my gosh. Why didn't I put Patriots, Bills?
That's what you did. That's why I'm like, here's why I didn't have it. You took the Patriots. You erased it.
Got to add
Patriots, took
Patriots,
Bills by accident, and instead you put on the game I didn't have on there.
Yes.
Was Minnesota and the Rams. That game was not on there before. You erased the Patriots, Bills by accident.
The more the merrier. We'll add it. Somebody find out
add
the spread.
It.
Meanwhile, Dolphins, Saints. Saints are minus
2.5.
What?
Patriots are minus 2.5.
Patriots minus 2.5. All right. The Saints minus 3. Chris, you going with the Dolphins here?
Hold it. Minus 3. Perfect. Let me run through my whole list of reasons right here. Bet against the team coming off an upset win on primetime. And Dolphins are winning the Super Bowl.
Oh.
I love it.
Pete?
I like Chris's reasoning for everything else. I don't know. Right now, New Orleans is feeling it a little bit. They're feeling it.
You're scared. You're scared of the fish. Just admit it.
I'm not scared.
2-0 the last two times they played the Pats. You're scared.
That's true. I'm gonna go with the Saints here. And another game I think comes right down to the wire. This is a coin flip.
So why take the points then, right?
Because they're home.
Minus 3. Big downward trend here for the Saints. I like what I see with the Dolphins. What are they going for? 7 in a row?
Yep.
8 in a row? Okay.
7.
They're hot. Give me the Dolphins. Tua. Coin?
Coin was the away team.
Dolphins.
Who'd you go with, Craig?
Dolphins.
Not way to go.
Yeah, I'm on board. I'm on this bandwagon. Final game on the board, Pick-a-Palooza 2.0. The Evil Empire going against the Bills. Last time these two teams play, the Patriots won completing two passes in the snow.
Three.
No, they threw three. They completed two.
Oh, yes, you're right.
The Patriots minus 2.5. Chris, who are you going with?
One does not make money betting against Bill Belichick in December. New England.
Again, I wish Beasley's out from Buffalo. The Patriots have had wide receiver issues all week. I don't know who's going to be available. I do think they're going to continue to at least try the beginning of the game to start to run the ball until Buffalo proves they can stop them. But the lack of potential, some of these key players, it's a tough call. I'm going to roll with the Patriots here, their defense. I think there'll be more points scored in this game than last time. But I'm going to go with the running game of the Patriots.
Probably.
The running game of the Patriots in their defense to win a very, very close game, somewhere between 3 and 5 points. And again, I have no idea who's going to be available, really, on both teams on Sunday.
All right. Patriots coming off of a loss, and I think they're in the Bills' heads a little bit. Give me the Patriots.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Orchard Park pays Foxborough rent every month.
Yeah, dude.
Home team going with the Pats.
I think back in the day, the same architect built Orchard Park and the old Sullivan Stadium that Patriots played. It was the same architect.
Fun fact. All right, quickly, best bets. I lead. I'm 9-6. Pete, 8-7. Chris, his best bets are not the best.
1-0 in my last one.
He's 5-10.
You're on a roll.
He's lost twice as many as he's gotten right.
Not yet.
I'm going to go back to an old formula from the beginning of the season that I cashed in and built my lead.
Alabama!
First half spread. It's only -7.5. I think this thing's a blowout. They're going to have at least a 2-touchdown lead at this point. This is going to be a Craig Sheeman special. Give me Bama. First half, -7.5.
Fun bet. I love that bet.
Yeah, baby.
Can I double up?
You can. You're welcome to join in on the bandwagon.
No.
Pete, what's yours?
Mine. I'm sorry. Notre Dame 0-7 in BCS New Year's Six bowl game since they started in 1998. Worst of any team. They've been humiliated and blown out. I understand new coach and they like this guy, and I get it, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. My best bet is Oklahoma State, plus the 2. They win the game outright.
Crystal ball?
I will go to Sunday Night Football 5 days from now. So there's a lot of unknowns with this, which is exactly why I'm making it my best bet. Washington just had COVID go through their football team.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it will happen again. So I think they're the safe side here. Dallas is yet to have COVID go through their program, their locker room. Mm-hmm. Maybe it happens. Maybe it doesn't. I think a fully healthy football team against a fully healthy Dallas is not a 10.5 point difference. Give me the football team plus the 10.5 against the Cowgirls.
All righty. There we have it.
A couple of things real quick. Austin Eckler, COVID-19 list for the Chargers. And Shad Khan, who's an Illinois alumni, is pushing very, very hard to get Jacksonville to for Illinois to come play.
Okay,
Wake Forest.
All right, now it is time for Wikipedia. Today, it's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. You could win lunch for you and a friend at Firehouse Subs, all their Fort Myers locations. We need caller number 9. Today's trivia, the last one of the year, will be the TV show A Year Without a Santa Claus Trivia.
Yes, my favorite.
A Year Without a Santa Claus Trivia. If you haven't seen it, don't call. Everybody's seen it. Heat Miser, all that good stuff. Call number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Win from Firehouse Subs, Sheeman and Shepherd, Wikipedia, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. Wikipedia, Firehouse Subs. We are going to do A Year Without a Santa Claus TV show trivia to close out the year. Our final contestant of 2021 is Delusional Harbaugh.
Hey.
Delusional Harbaugh, how are you?
What's happening?
How are you doing?
Great.
Good. What is your Michigan-Georgia watching situation? You going to be at home alone? You going out with friends? How you doing this?
Section 134, baby.
Oh, you're there.
Oh, wow.
Nice. You're there.
All right.
Oh, that's expensive seat.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't miss that. Happy Christmas to me.
Well, yes. Very good.
That'd be over a grand, huh?
Yeah, don't tell my wife.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, dear. Well, enjoy that. All right.
You're going with your wife?
No, going with some friends around my college.
Nice. Even better.
Oh, all right. Wow.
All right, Delusional Harbaugh, have you seen A Year Without a Santa Claus anytime in your lifetime?
No.
This is not going to go.
Oh,
well.
My God. It's a classic.
All right.
All right.
Here we go. Question number one. You know, this is a
no hesitation.
Way, this
no.
is a great way to end 2021. No. All right. First one of three correct answers is a winner. Delusional Harbaugh, why did Santa want to cancel Christmas?
Everybody's been bad.
I'm going to need a judge, Chris. Yeah? No? Okay. No. Correct answer, Pete.
Well, it's like he thinks there's no goodwill and
no
kids
good
don't,
spirit,
no
Christmas
good spirit,
spirit.
Kids don't care anymore. And, that kind of, and he's got a cold.
And he was sick. I would have accepted either answer. All right.
Well, hold on. That might check the box.
Christmas
I've never
spirit?
Seen the movie, so I can't make.
You're
a
not
ruling.
Helping no. me either.
I've never seen the movie.
How is that possible?
I said this yesterday.
I don't know how you haven't seen it. Especially with children.
He said people were bad and no Christmas spirit. I think we should give him the point.
Okay, whatever.
In the spirit of Christmas, I'm going to give you the point, Delusional Harbaugh.
But Georgia won't.
All right, that's right, that's right. No free points from Georgia. Pete Shepard.
Yes.
Who did the voice of Santa?
Mickey Rooney.
That is correct, 1-1. Back to Delusional Harbaugh for a wild guess. What was the name of the town the two elves went to in search of Christmas spirit? Hasn't seen it. This just isn't good.
Take your time.
No, don't take your time. We're late.
Grinchtown.
No, Pete.
Southtown.
Southtown, USA. Yep.
That was a great guess, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Not bad. Pete Shepard.
Yep.
Name the two elves that visited Southtown.
Jingle Bells and Jangle Bells.
That is correct. Jingle and Jangle. 2-1, Pete Shepard. Delusional Harbaugh. Name the reindeer that Jingle and Jangle rode into town.
Rudolph.
No,
Pete.
They got arrested. This police officer pulled them over. That's just Vixen.
Vixen.
Riding a Vixen.
Vixen. All right, Pete Shepard for the win.
She's just a baby.
The two elves disguised Vixen as what?
A dog.
As they would not look suspicious. That's a dog. That's a correct answer. Pete Shepard wins 3-1. Delusional Harbaugh, go Wolverines. Enjoy the game, man.
Enjoy.
Go Blue. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling in. Wow. It's two people on earth that haven't seen it. Delusional Harbaugh and Chris.
Three. Puff Puff Poop has never seen it.
That's amazing.
Wow, I'm amazed. I'm telling you, it's my favorite. It's all subjective, but it's absolutely my favorite.
All right, Pete, run the table on the final three questions. Yep. Who is Snow Miser and Heat Miser's mother?
Mother Nature.
Correct. According to the mayor of Southtown, when was the last time it snowed there?
What did that chubby little guy say? I know it's years. I don't. At least 100 years.
Yes.
Yeah, 100 years.
100 years. Yeah. While Santa was in Southtown, he befriended a boy.
Yes.
What was his name?
Iggy or Ignatius Thistlewhite.
Ignatius Thistlewhite is correct.
And sang a wonderful song, by the way, which should be played more on the radio, too, is I Believe in Santa Claus. It is a great song.
Cowboy Mike, upset with Chris. Call us cowgirls again and enjoy losing ratings. Merry Christmas anyway. Chicken Salad, never seen it. Liam Parents, never seen it. Minshew Mania, he's
wrong.
A legend.
What is wrong with people?
All right.
I'm telling you, it's not. I mean,
this is common pop culture. It was on last night.
It was on last
night. On commercial
it's
TV.
It's the original Grinch. It's Rudolph. It's Frosty. It's Santa Claus is coming to town. And you're without a Santa Claus. Those are the five.
I think you're adding a fifth to the four. There's not five faces on the Mount Rushmore.
Absolutely.
There's four.
No, and this is right up there. You don't diss Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
It's the Scottie Pippen of Christmas movies. Nope. It needs Michael to really elevate
So all you people are telling me that anytime I cracked a Heat Miser joke on this show, you didn't get what I was the reference.
I won't do it.
I told you. Bald Eagle.
Neither will I.
Southpaw.
I told you one of the great lines in that show. And
No walls on the commode.
Christmas cartoon history when he's like, you know, how when he says, Heat Miser says to Mrs. Claus, what's the Tutti Frutti Snow Cone doing now?
Yeah.
We're late.
Exactly.
So what?
All right. We're about to be really late.
Saltwater Catfish, happy birthday tomorrow. Your birthday's Festivus, by the way. Tomorrow's Festivus.
Nice.
All right. Here's how this is going to go. We're going to come back. We're going to have the Miley Cyrus Weekend Holiday New Year Remix kickoff.
Maybe.
Yes.
We're doing that?
Yes.
Okay.
We are?
We're going to do a rundown.
I thought you said we weren't.
We are. Rundown sponsored. Normally at 5:30 on Wednesdays, we're going to do Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts. We're going to do that immediately when we come back. And at 5:30, Harry Carey's going to close out the year for us. All right? Everybody on board? Everybody on the same page?
Think so.
Let's do this.
No Miley.
She.
Well, that's coin flip. What's the coin say?
I need a vacation. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.